1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel says it is moving ahead with plans for a widespread invasion of Rafah in Gaza, despite President Biden's promise to withhold offensive weapons if the operation was carried out. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political fallout of Biden's promise.
Some Republicans, including Donald Trump, are accusing President Biden of abandoning a critical ally, but the president insists the U.S. is not walking away from Israel, that his administration will continue to provide for Israel's defense. Meanwhile, this morning, those ceasefire talks have now stalled, Israel insisting that any temporary ceasefire deal must exclude their operations in Rafah.
More police on more college campuses overnight, including the University of Pennsylvania, MIT, and the University of Massachusetts, where pro-Palestinian encampments have been set up. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial will wrap up today. Prosecutors have not yet called their most crucial witness, former Trump lawyer and self-described fixer Michael Cohen. This is ABC News. Crews heading into the mountains near Salt Lake City today. They are hoping to recover two skiers killed by an avalanche on Thursday. A third skier survived, digging himself out of the snow. Kevin Sullivan, just about to make sports history. Details from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The 14-year-old has signed a deal with Major League Soccer's Philadelphia Union. If he takes the field for the Union before July 29th, he'll be the youngest player to ever play in a top American sports league.
To be totally honest, I'm a pretty boring kid. I don't do much outside of soccer.
Sources tell The Atlantic Sullivan's deal with the Union is worth more than $500,000 per year. And there's a major clause in his contract. Once he turns 18, he'll be transferred to English powerhouse Manchester City.
Caitlin Clark making her WNBA home debut for the Indiana Fever on Thursday night. She scored 12 points in a preseason win. More than 13,000 fans showed up, about three times the typical crowd for a regular season game. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Iron Buffalo Saloon in Mansfieldville salutes America's armed forces and all of our military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops are our angels of freedom and our wings of protection fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their dedication and bravery, as well as our veterans and those who have given their lives in the line of duty, because they are America's true heroes. This message comes to you from Iron Buffalo Saloon. That's Iron Buffalo Saloon in Mansfieldville. They provide live music most weekends at their outdoor bandstand and bar.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak, pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers crushed the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took early swings at St. Louis starter Sonny Gray's fastball, and it worked. Home runs for Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, Joey Ortiz. On the way to a 7-1 Brewers win, manager Pat Murphy.
Opening the game, three hard contacts to open the game, and then Hoskins, two-run homer, and then Ortiz got him, and you're like, wow, yeah, that set the tone.
Milwaukee's now beat St. Louis 9 of their last 10 games. NBA, Pat Beverly caught on tape through a ball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter in the Bucks' season-ending loss in Indy. Beverly, now facing a four-game suspension.
I had not seen that interview. I just heard that that happened, and so we talked about that and then the ball-throwing incident. And he made a comment to me about what was being said back his way, and I just said, I get it, but... We're coaches and athletes. You just can't do those certain things.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we bring on our ongoing friend and contributor, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, to take a comical look back at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there. No wind. 44 in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. We've been talking a lot of running and everything like that. And we got Randy Van Stratton here, one of the gurus of running in all of Wisconsin. He's with Bellin Sports Medicine. And
Just Wisconsin. You hear me? 15 Boston. 15. Yeah. You just got back from Boston.
How many marathons have you done, Randy?
55.
That's
And the last one. The last one was the hardest. I got my money's worth on this year's Boston.
Hey Jim, you did a half a marathon, right? Jim.
John, you tease me about that because I might ask you how many you've done.
Okay. I'm gonna just say this. So you did one more than a dead man. And Randy's done 55.
55. Well, yeah. Do you run every day?
No, I run 3 days a week. I think that's the key to running for a lifetime is I never run 2 days in a row. I always take a rest day.
And me then, too. We
always start with the rest day. We're good. We get the calendar.
We're good on rest days.
We do. We got that down.
We are dedicated to resting up.
And how about we were talking a little bit earlier today about Ironman. Have you done that?
I've always wanted to do an Ironman. I've always even wanted to do a sprint triathlon, but I've got a hard time swimming. I'm not a good swimmer.
My buddy just said you can wear a wetsuit and they're kind of buoyant.
Still. Okay. The wetsuit around me kind of suffocates me. In fact, I've got a funny story. It was probably 5 years ago. I talked to my son who was in high school at the time. I said, Theo, hey, would you take swimming lessons with me? At the Schwabenden High School.
Yeah.
Because I want to do a triathlon. And I'm a little nervous about getting in the pool. Will you go with me? And he said, sure, Dad. My son's a great swimmer. My kids are all great swimmers. So we hop in. We're in this big class, probably about 30 people in the Schwabenden class. And I'm thinking, you know, hey, I swim my first lap, and I start coming back on my second lap. And I'm about halfway through, and this whistle. And Ben Stratton. And the coach is like waving me to the side of the pool. So I kind of swim over to the side of the pool. I put my hands up on the deck of the pool, and I kind of look up at the coach. And the coach looks down at me and says, Ben Stratton, you make me nervous. Swim alongside the edge.
Oh, no.
So he saw something.
Oh, wow.
That was the end of my triathlon.
Well, what's the difference between a triathlon and an Ironman?
It's the distance.
Okay.
It's the distance. So the Ironman is what you guys were talking about.
Right,
you know,
right.
That 2.4-mile swim, the 112 bike, and then a marathon. So then there's a half, and then there's different levels of – there's a sprint.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the half obviously is half of what you just said, 1.2 and 56 and a half marathon.
But and then there's an Olympic.
Is the sprint less
More? It's less. Yeah, yeah. Okay. A lot less.
And then what are those – they became popular. Is it – like a double Ironman or something where you guys, it's just like
Oh, there's like a triple, I think.
Oh, it's my God. Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's super. The endurance sports is just
booming. That's where I'm going to start.
Everybody, when they talk about, and there's a lot of these Ironman or half Ironman, I guess, you know, Door County, I know they have it in Elkhart Lake, but the swimming, I just don't want to mislead people. Swimming in the pool and swimming in that open water with people kicking in the head are two different things.
And waves.
Yeah,
current.
I talked to Sean many times about that because I'm not that good of a swimmer to do that.
I volunteer at the Door County triathlon, so that's a half iron, and I'm out on a jet ski waiting, right?
Sure.
Just watching you get a certain section, and these waves are huge on some days. Some days it's great. Some waves are huge, and these kids are just they're out there. My son has done it three times, the half iron, and he looks, Dad, he even saw me and he's swimming. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, can't even swim to him and back from the jet ski. They get out there and do it. And they're strong swimmers and they do a great job. And there's plenty of safety. You guys are talking about safety.
Yeah, you guys watch it
pretty
close.
Plenty of safety. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was on a charter fishing thing one time. I've done a bunch of them and everything, but I talked to one young guy that worked there. And I said, what happens when something goes over? Because, you know, sometimes they'll lose the net when they go to, you know, or different things like that. And he said, we just let him go. I said, I made the mistake. I wanted to impress my boss one time. One of the first times out, I lost the net, let go of the net. And he goes, I jumped in after it. He said, and it's on Lake Michigan. He said, dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. He said, you're in that water and it stuns you, first of all. Yeah. And you got jeans on, which is so dumb. And he said, within like 10 seconds or 5 seconds, you can't see the boat. Because the waves, you're in these swell, and you don't know where you are.
Yeah,
he said that's the worst thing he's ever done in his life. I mean, they had to save him, and he thought he was just going about like 6 feet. It was like
just
right
to grab
there,
it. Yeah.
Just to grab it and come back. Worst thing he said you've ever imagined in your life is being in open water like that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to do the marathon, but just to get out, like you, Randy, you guys are all about health. Bellin, I mean, how many years is this? I know you got the Bellin coming up. How many is it?
30? Yeah, this will be our 48th. We started this in 1977 as a one-time event. It was going to be 19.
Oh, really?
It was when Bellin actually opened up the heart wing of the hospital, and they called it the heartwarming run.
Okay.
And, you know, they decided, well, should we do a bowling thing? Should we do a running thing? And George Kerwin, the founder of the race, got together with some folks and decided to do the 10K. And then great turnout, 771 people that first year. Frank Shorter came in and ran that race, who was just, you know, top of the world
at the time,
he was the guy.
Yeah. And then what happened was the second year rolled around and the community said, George, are you going to have that race again? And he's like, And he heard that enough that he started. So, talk about a true grassroots effort. And that brought it back. And then I call myself the accidental race director.
Okay.
Because it just kind of happened because I ran my first Bellin in 1986.
Okay.
It was the year I graduated from college. A lot happened. Graduated from college. Well, it took me 5 years.
Yeah.
Graduated from college.
Been there.
Larry McCarron worked at Bellin.
Yeah.
Hired me as my first first role in being a fitness director.
Larry's the boss.
Yeah. Oh, he's awesome. Larry was great. He taught me this one thing, trick. I still use it today. For all you leaders and managers out there, the one thing he said, you know, you're going to be managing people, Randy, so I'm going to give you a little tip here. Take this piece of paper right here and put it in your drawer. I wrote something on it. So I put it in my pencil drawer, you know, so you got to pull out the pencil drawer.
Yeah.
He said, whenever anybody comes into your office and they're bringing you a problem or something, you pull out that drawer and you look at it and read it. And so I pulled it out and it says, what do you think?
Love it.
So, think about it. Someone, what do you think?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
Now, Larry always considered, and we worked together for a lot of years, and he always said sharing an office with me was like sharing an office with a rodent. Did he ever say that to you?
No.
No? Okay.
You guys are two different people. Just look at you. Hey, we're with Randy Van Stratton. I think you're one
Did
of the
Did you ever
most...
have to go on the road with Larry?
No.
No. Nope. I mean, interrupt you.
I did fly with Larry, though.
Oh,
So we'd go out and do one of those touch and goes.
Yeah.
And we flew to Milwaukee one time for a project.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
he used to take me up around Door County.
He's a good pilot.
Oh, he's awesome pilot.
He let me follow the canal.
Yes.
You take control.
And yeah.
He said, you know, the biggest problem with it is don't overcorrect. You know, I mean, just let the plane just kind of do its thing. Don't overcorrect.
That was the hardest thing was the altitude, going up and down, because you'd over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I did the same thing with him. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll pass. Anyway, Randy Van Stratton, he's, of course, the Senior Vice President of Business and Community Health for Bellin Sports Medicine. And, you know, Bellin, yeah, we've had, you guys have been on our show every week for many, many months. And all you do for this community, I mean, the Bellin is what you're, I mean, you're known for hearts, you're known for so many things, but sports medicine, I mean, that's awesome what you're doing here. And, you know, I think I'll give George Kerwin, who, you know, was your past president, and he kind of started off kind of he didn't start off at the top at Bellin, right? He worked his way up from like maintenance or something or laundry. And what a great guy. You've had some wonderful people come through your community.
George was a great mentor of mine. He started at Bellin out of college. And he ran housekeeping.
That's what it was.
So, yeah, he ran housekeeping, or now is termed environmental services. Yeah.
So what's been the maximum people you've had show up for the marathon?
Oh,
so you started with 700.
So, yeah. So in it was 2013.
Okay.
2013. I'm at the start line. And we're growing like crazy. That run is growing like crazy. I get a call about 10 minutes before the race starts. And it's our registration director. And she's like, hey, she was giggling. She's like, Randy, I'm sending over two people. They came. This is the morning of the race. Some confusion with registration. The dad and his daughter. The dad thought the mom had paid, you know, for the registration.
Sure.
And she says, you know what? I'm just sending them over. And she's giggling. There's two people. And you know what, Randy? Those two people puts us at 20,000 participants even. So the max number we've had was 20,000.
It's unbelievable.
Right in front of the hospital.
Unbelievable.
Lined up. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that cool?
Now you got all the heats, which makes more sense. And there's people that, I mean, that was really, you've had a couple, haven't you had some famous runners in there? Guys that, and they made fun of me.
That,
I think these guys think I'm, the lady who.
Was it Angelina Jolie?
No. It was the lady that married, they were at a football game too. I can't think
Uta
of his
Pippig.
Name.
We've had Uta Pippig, 3-time Boston Marathon winner.
I'm talking about like more in the movies.
Oh,
music.
See, 3-time Boston Marathon winner isn't a celebrity.
No,
but somebody that was in a driving movie. Well,
we've had Olympians.
This is radio.
Bill Rogers, Joan Benoit Samuelson. We've had Meb Keflavsky there. We've had many famous runners. And we work, you know, we're able to do that with the sponsors, the local sponsors. That
to bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just awesome. Yeah. And I know it kind of tapered off.
Julia Roberts?
No, not Julia Roberts. No. Who's Ashton Kutcher's girlfriend or wife?
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Was she ever there?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's been
I would have remembered that, Jim.
He's been adamant that Demi Moore was at the marathon. I just read her book, Jim. I swear to God, 2 days ago, I read her autobiography. She never mentioned that she was a marathon runner.
I think she was wearing heavy glasses.
Thank you, Todd.
And, she went, okay, all right. Well, anyway,
I think
Randy,
she would have mentioned it in the book.
I could have sworn she was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She was at the football game, though. I know that.
No, she wasn't.
At the Packer game.
No, she wasn't.
Okay. Let's get
I'm going to tell you this story.
I think Todd's going to check that, right?
I'm going to tell you what you've got this
working on that.
You're talking about when Ashton Kutcher came to town. Murphy and I did remotes with him over at the bar. We used to do a Packer pregame show. He was awesome. He hung out with him, and he did have his girlfriend there.
Oh, it wasn't her?
And his girlfriend was Brittany Murphy, who ended up dying a couple years later.
All right.
Remember Brittany Murphy, the actress, Todd?
Yes, I do.
You with me on this?
Yep.
I was with both of them.
All right.
I got pictures of me and Murphy in that.
I'm wrong again?
It was Ashton Kutcher's girlfriend, but it wasn't Demi
And they
Moore.
Sat outside in the stands,
they
too, which
awesome.
I thought was cool.
They were
very cool people.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we got to talk to Randy.
See what I deal with on a daily basis, Randy?
How about me, Randy?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
We got to set a quick break. Randy Van Stratton, Bellin Sports Medicine, joining us. Back after this. Trees went back. Me and Dale were singing
Little Runaway. I was flying. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Randy Van Stratton from Bell and Sports Medicine joining us. We've got Jim's mom potentially coming up live on the air. We got Christy and Dennis about the weekend. What's up? We've got live music coming your way from the City Deck Landing Studios music series right here. Sunday and Mr. Gessel. Is that correct, Todd?
You got it.
Outstanding. Thank you very much. Randy Van Stratton in the house. Now, Mark Houston, is he a runner?
No, he's
Mark
not.
Because Mark always tells me what I need to do, you know, but I just wonder if he, you know, practices what he preaches.
He's a great coach. And I'll tell you what, you've got something that's bugging you, a little injury. He's the guy.
Yeah.
And he can help you navigate through the system,
absolutely,
too. He knows his stuff, yeah.
You know what's really cool, though, about your place over there, we talked about it, is the young sports trainers you guys are giving opportunity to and the impact they're making around the area in high school sports. Yeah. And Mark and I talk about that all the time. I just think it's cool. And so many, you know, when I look at college media guides, you read the bios of these athletes, so many of them are majoring in pre-sports medicine. These athletes now all are fascinated by what you guys do and really want to go into it. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's great to be part of that. You know, covering 30 plus schools, 30 plus schools on the sidelines, at the practices, covering. And then the other thing about the facility, one of the best kept secrets in this area is that walk-in injury clinic.
Absolutely.
Because it's a community training room. You can walk in there. I use it, you know, being a runner, I'm always tweaking something, doing something. They, you know, give me some stretches, give me some advice, and I walk out. And guess what? I walk out with no bill.
That's unbelievable. That's
or
phenomenal.
If I need to see someone, then they hook me up right away that day with a doctor. And then, of course, then we go through the system and use your insurance and all that. But, it's really great.
I do that same way when I have people like yourself or Mark on. I tell them about my problems just try to get the free advice from them.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too, Randy. People have, I mean, my era, I'm going to go back. I was probably the last era or all the guys and women. I got this one. Mark Houston is not a runner! Exclamation points. And who texted that in, Todd?
Mark Houston.
Mark Houston. Okay.
now I know he's listening. So now I'm nervous.
Mark and I could sit here and talk about physical fitness and what you need to eat, what you don't need to eat. And you know where we meet most Friday nights during the fall? At the concession stand. And my two hot dogs are giving me some of his pizza. Well, on Friday nights, we don't always. But when you go to a high school football game, you got to go to the concession stand.
Oh, absolutely.
You just have to. That's
nothing
part of
like
the,
those hot dogs.
Nothing like it.
You're talking that foil wrap?
Absolutely.
That foil around a hot
absolutely.
Dog?
Absolutely. And you stand at the little table, and you take your relish or your little onion things there, and they cost like a dollar. I love doing that on Friday nights. My favorite thing in the world. But, Mark and I have met up there a few times.
I bet.
But another thing that's so cool right now, too, is with these young athletes. And again, my era, it was the old Vince Lombardi era. You ran till it hurt. You had to do everything there till it hurt. I mean, it was crazy, okay, in retrospect. These young kids are so much more educated than we were.
And prepared.
And prepared.
And conditioned and educated. Yeah.
I think the Bell and Sports Medicines are one of the main reasons they become so much more aware of how to take care of their bodies. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And it's the fuel, too. It's the nutrition. So that it's the whole body. It's not only the physical. Okay, you look at the nutrition, you look at the psychological aspect of it. We do sports psychology now.
Get
people in the right mindsets. It's amazing.
And that's at every level. That's high school, college, pros.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
And you really do a good job of training these trainers. I mean, they study, but I mean, you just had something a couple weeks ago, a breakfast with them all. And I just think that's great how you just keep them up to date because things change, right? They change in medicine. They change in every business.
Yeah. And I can tell you, at that talk we had at Lambeau at the Johnsonville, we had Alec Ingold there.
Right.
Yeah. What? We had Alec on the show the same day. What a young
man. In fact, he was here and then he came to the breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he special?
Unbelievable.
Right? Unbelievable young man.
He's going to change the world.
He is.
And I'm not even kidding about it. Might not change the entire world, but whatever spectrum of the world he wants to devote his life to, he will change that.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
Wonderful young man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was asking me for workout tips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That I was here. I don't remember that part.
Of course he was.
But yeah, of course he was.
Of course he was.
Hey, talk a little bit more about just the mental part of it, because that's a big everywhere, right? And we talk about mental health. Last night we were at an event and mental health. What do you tell these kids, or what is the discipline on the whole psychology of staying healthy, being healthy, balancing your life?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm not the expert at it, okay? But it's about balance, right?
Right.
It's about balance and understanding the whole part of your life, right? Mm-hmm. And counting, I always look at, you know, appreciative inquiry, you know, appreciating the positives. We all have positives in our life, and we can't focus on those negatives or, it's going to get better tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Waking up with a smile on your face every day, right?
Especially that age. You can spiral pretty quick. So and I think that's great that the coaches, they're more than just the X's and O's now.
You have to be.
They are really mentors.
You absolutely have to be. Yep.
And some of these kids don't come from, really strong father, strong mother.
They won't hire you these days. Isn't that the truth though, Randy? Mm-hmm. I mean, football coach used to be that guy that ran phi ed classes in the day and maybe taught driver's ed in the summer. And that was now these, that's a big time job if you're in athletics in these schools.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny because that's exactly what our coach did.
Absolutely. No question about it. What else you got there for us, Randy?
Well, we got the Bell and Run coming up.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
June 8th coming up. And we added a 5K last year. So we're running about 21% up from last year at this time. So the run is coming back after COVID. We're growing.
Awesome.
I think the 5K, we still have that exciting mass start down there where everybody starts together. The 5K just peels off a little earlier. And then, of course, Friday before, at June 7th, we turn the whole Astor Park into a beautiful health expo and gathering center with the kids race, the back to the road crew for people that have had orthopedic and heart surgery.
It's my birthday, June 7th. That's what it's
Is it really? Yeah. Yeah,
I'll be that. You've had some great speakers.
Happy birthday,
there.
Prince.
Prince was born on that day too. Same year.
Mm. You are Purple Rain.
I could hear a song coming, right?
You've
had some great speakers and great events at that pre-party. What's it called? Yeah.
We have it's the health expo.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
People pick up their packets. We have a spaghetti dinner. All that fun stuff.
Okay. Yes or no? Give us whatever you say. I will go with. Do people that complete the Bellin get upset if they see somebody wearing a Bellin t-shirt and they know they didn't actually earn it?
What John really wants, Randy, well, let's just cut to the chase. He wants a picture wearing one of those like foil things.
Oh, sure.
Now
sure.
that truly you have to
I'll
run
drop
to get
one
that.
Off. Would I'll you? Drop one off.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Please
don't
do it. Please do.
He's going to get the spray bottle.
No, you know what I'm going to use it, Jim? When we go on our bike trip to Shano, I'm going to use it then.
Yeah.
I want to get there.
Yeah, and they fold up real nice,
I
too.
Know.
You can like take it out and snap it out.
I've always wanted one of those.
There you go.
That's the cool picture.
Yeah.
That with the metal hanging over it.
Yeah.
That's the bomb.
The pocket foil.
Yeah. Yes. That's what it is.
Love it.
Okay.
Randy, are you guys still looking for volunteers and things?
Yes, we're still looking for volunteers. Go to our website, bellandrun.com. All the information is on that. We're excited about the momentum coming in. You know, that June 8th hits, it's really when I think summer opens up.
Right. I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And Randy, what you've done for this community, for the running community, and just physical health, what you guys have done and yourself personally been involved in so long, I just want to salute you, and that's no BS. What you have done leading the way with this is awesome.
And all those years, and now they can walk it. You got the 5K, which is only 3.1 miles, and it's just... You know, this is for everybody.
Yeah,
but thanks for doing this.
Thanks a lot.
Healthier community.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Larry said he did not enjoy sharing an office with you, by the way. He told me that. Randy, he's a mess.
No, he's probably neat and clean. That's what
Randy Van Stratton, thank you so very much, my friend. Bell and Sports Medicine. Back after this. If it goes astray.
When I woke up this morning, You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't give up on China just yet. That's the advice of one of the administrators from the Foreign Ag Service. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And that's his advice specifically for Wisconsin's specialty crop producers and even Wisconsin's dairy industry. Dan Whitley is the administrator of the Foreign Ag Service, and he said their latest survey shows some demographic changes in Southeast Asia could bring good news for Wisconsin's cheese industry.
We got a lot happening in the dairy sector. We've been having some discussions with China. We're doing some fact-finding work there coming up real soon. We're hearing about the opportunities for ingredients, particularly on the cheese side, things like pizza cheese. Folks in China seem very, very interested to sort of increase their consumption and their purchase of those commodities. And I think, you know, American dairy industry is going to take advantage of that.
Dan Whitley, he's the chief administrator for the Foreign Ag Service. He said the opportunities for dairy aren't just limited to China. They just returned from a trade mission to Africa, where he says 70% of the population is under the age of 30 and obviously ripe for targeting of things like pizza cheese. Cheese was up yesterday in Chicago. We'll get you up to speed on the rest of the markets in front of today's USDA acreage report. Stand by.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Two big reports that are going to hit the marketplace at about 11 o'clock this morning. The first of which is USDA's projections on how many corn and soybean acres will be planted here in the United States. Then at 11:15 this morning, they'll give us the world ag supply demand situation that gives us a better global perspective on what's being grown and what's been harvested. So the market getting in position for that report this morning before the opening bell. December corn's up 2.25 at 4.82. November soybeans right now, they're up a half a cent at 12.01. July wheat on a Friday morning right now, up 19.25 at 6.56¾. The dairy markets yesterday, barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 1.91¼. 40-pound block cheese was up 2¾ cents at 1.98. The AA butter down 2.5 at 2.99¾ per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese down 19 cents currently at 20.17. July contracted milk down a dime at 19.85 a hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday, partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Great having Randy Van Stratton on.
Yeah, it's
Senior Vice President of Business and Community Health, Bellin Sports Medicine. What an amazing thing, though, that they've done there with the run from 700 the first year to 20,000. That's incredible.
Yep.
Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now, for a very limited time, order today from Pella. You get 0% interest for up to 60 months. You only have until May 10th. What's the day today?
That's close.
Yeah. It is today? Today is the last day you want to take part in this.
Close.
Get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months if you order today.
Yeah.
Certain restrictions do apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Just a fantastic company to work with and improve your home. Jim, introduce our very special guest.
We're heading up to one of the best days of the year where we honor the people that make our world. Mother's Day. So I reached out to my favorite mother, my only mother. Mom, are you on the phone? Mom, are you there?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay, how are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, my dear son. Thank you, my dear.
Hi, Mrs. Schmidt. This is John Mino.
Hi, John. Happy Mother's Day to your wife, Julie, also.
Thank you so much. You know, the last time I saw you was at the dedication to your the pavilion, and you know what I enjoyed the most? You were up there singing right along with everybody else. You were belting it out. I thought that was fantastic.
I think I know all of the words to all the songs.
Yeah. Well, after following them for 50 years, yeah. So how many Mother's Days?
Let's see. I've had 11 Mother's Day.
With 11 kids.
Well, all together, I have 11 children.
Right.
So I would have had 69 Mother's Day.
Wow.
And we all know who your favorite child is, so we'll just go over that. But let's talk about
the priest.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do.
The priest?
Oh, yes, we do. Did you hear that, Jenny?
Yes,
yes we do.
Yes. Is there a Mother's Day that kind of stands out? I was reading the paper. We're going to get to that a little bit later. But what mothers want on Mother's Day? Out of those 69 Mother's Days that you celebrated, does anything stand out?
Well, Mother's Day has changed. Now, when the children were small, I got these lovely gifts from school where the construction paper and the paste was wrong and all these lovely things they made in school. But now the gifts are different.
Yeah.
And I get flowers, I get candy, I get food,
yeah.
And they always bring something to make me happy.
All right.
That's
always
beautiful.
Their hands are full.
Beautiful.
So
it's great.
11 children. I don't know if it's Mother's Day, but kind of a little bit grandmothers. How many grandchildren do you have, Mom?
31.
I contributed
31. And I have 14 great-grandchildren.
That's beautiful.
Wow. That's great.
And so, I love it all. I love it all. I want to just keep living. I just enjoy every day.
Beautiful.
That you do. So what are you doing this weekend? What are you for Mother's Day? Anything planned?
No, I'm going to sit in my chair and wait for the doorbell to ring.
That means we better be there.
I don't think all 11 times, but a few times.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring you some. You know, I'm going to stop in this weekend. I just don't know exactly when. But
thank you, dear. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite meal? Is there something I can make for you, Mom? I love to cook, as you know.
Well, I love everything that you bring. What could I have as a favorite meal? You make the chop suey.
Yep.
You make the beef tenderloin chips. I think you made those once. That was excellent.
All right, I'll get those. How about the little Polish food, Mom?
She's not done, Jim. Let her finish. She's got a whole list for you.
Yeah.
Anything you bring is wonderful.
All right, great. That's great. Some Polish food, Mom. You're Polish, right?
Okay, I'm very Polish. If you make a Polish dinner, I will love it. If you make a German dinner, I will love it.
That is true. You like both of those things.
We just got a text that says, "Aw, Jim's mom is adorable."
Absolutely.
She is. So, and you have a birthday coming up, so we'll have another celebration in August. So, yeah.
Yes, I do. I'll be 92. And I hope to just keep staying on. Well, I had just fractured my hip, but I passed all my therapy. And yesterday was my last therapy season, So I'm all back in shape.
Fantastic.
That's great, Mom.
You sound wonderful.
You do. And I can't wait to
see you. I feel great.
All right. Well, good, Mom. Thanks for letting us call you. I was a little nervous about this. You know, John Mino, I told you a little bit about him, so, but he's been very, very good. So, you know, I know you said he's a nice boy, and he is, but, yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is a nice boy.
Thank you.
A very nice boy.
I had a very nice mother. Josephine was very nice to me. I was the baby of the family, so she liked me the best.
Okay. Well, happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
All right. Yes,
very nice of you.
The ones that have children and the ones that lost children.
Yeah.
They're all mothers.
Right.
Good.
All right, Mom. Awesome. I'll see you this weekend.
Thank you so much. Mother's Day, ma'am.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, something else, isn't she?
She sounds great.
Yeah, 92.
I mean, spunky and healthy, and she sounds awesome. That's
kind of
great.
In charge, so.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things going on for people for Mother's Day, you know, and you can look in the paper or just look online, but, you know, here at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens,
yeah,
that's a great place. It's free admission for your mom, and it's unbelievable what they have out there. More than 350,000 blooms. That's just
never been there. Isn't that something? I don't even know where that is.
Oh, come on, John.
That is
like the biggest attraction. One of the biggest. When you look at Bay Beach, Lambeau, the Botanical Gardens. You've never been there for Christmas for the lights?
No, I never have. It's crazy.
Okay,
I don't know where it is.
NWTC, right off Larson Road.
Okay.
It's great. And then the Payne Art Center, right in Gardens. They've got over 10,000 tulips. You can bring your mom there for free, which is very cool. So
I'll tell you, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
The tulip beds that Nina's Washington Park. Have you been there? I haven't been there, Todd. It's the hidden gem, they say, in the Fox Valley across from Nina's Washington Park. So, I mean, that's supposed to be a very cool place. And then Blazers Acres Tulip Festival, 20,000 tulips. Admission's $3.
Oh, that's out of Suamico, isn't it? Blazer Farms, isn't it? No?
John, I don't.
Okay. All right.
It says here 2556 School Lane in Green Bay.
Oh, but maybe somebody.
No. Suamico always uses the Green Bay name.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody knows what Suamico is.
All
so
right.
That I'm sure that's where it is. And then the Sheik Center Gardens in Appleton Memorial Park.
All right.
That's obviously beautiful, too. There's a lot of things to do. And I brought that article in, Tuesday or Wednesday. What do mothers want for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
What do you think the number one thing mothers want for Mother's Day?
You know what we used to make them for art class? I've told you this story before. Ashtrays.
Live long and prosper, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. We used to make our mothers ashtrays in art class for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I think that has changed.
Yeah, that's changed.
We made the construction
I bet
cards.
I'm not the only one. Anybody else out
oh,
there?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Let us know. Did you ever have to make your, or not have to, but... was one of your class projects to make an ashtray for your mom.
Yeah.
I made one of those really bad macaroni.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Sunflower seed things, right?
But yeah.
No kidding. So my mom passes away and you got to go through everything, right? You got to go through the clothes.
Oh, do they save those?
I pulled open a drawer and here's all this stuff that we made as kids.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in there. Half the macaroni had fallen off, but she kept it right till the end.
You heard my mom. She just said that it's changed, but she remembers those things, upside down stuff. And
I read this story last night and I hope it's a true story that it's not like whatever, but it talked about this young boy went home with a letter from his teacher and showed it to his mom. This was years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. The mom started crying. And the little boy said, "Mom, what is it?" And said, "It said that you're so smart that we can't even teach you anymore because you're the smartest kid in the class, and that your mother should teach you because she's knows more about what you want to blah 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 blah." And it's like, wow. Do you know this story?
Yes.
And then when the mom died. And they're going through her things, he found that letter. And what it actually said was, "Your son is too stupid to even learn in our classes. There's nothing we can do for him. You're going to have to teach him. We give up."
Right.
Okay?
That's a mom.
And you know who the guy was? Thomas Edison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 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 Isn't that something?
It's a cool story.
Yes. Because she convinced him that he was really smart. And that's what versus the other way where they said that he was mentally deficient. Yeah.
We at the homeless shelter Monday nights, we have this community conversations and these guys and gals have had some tough lives, but we went on. I said, "Look, you guys, if you're comfortable, just let's talk about your mom." Every one of them to a T said that was the person that just kept believing in them.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, your dad, and I'm saying think of dad, but, you know, like you said, teachers, the community, and these guys, you know, some of them got in some pretty serious trouble, but always their mother was there to take care of their kids, or just there was always there for them. No mother abandoned their kids. I thought it was really just very moving. It was great. So, yeah, they're important people, boy.
They are. I mean, they really truly are, and it's one of those things that, too, I think the mother shapes the person more than a dad does. Don't you? In a lot of ways.
You know, so this is, they do. I mean, I don't take anything away from dads because that Father's Day is coming up too. But I would agree with you that it's, and I don't know.
Because they just spend so much more time with them.
But don't you think for boys, it's a little bit even more?
Yeah, I do.
That's
absolutely
what I'm kind of saying. Yeah,
absolutely.
We really look to them for a lot of guidance. And you know, even though your dad's another male, it's like you go to your mom and say,
well, dads of my era, you were a little nervous around no matter what. It was a different, what did you say, Todd? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when
you heard dad walking down the hall, it wasn't a good thing.
Not good.
Yeah. Right.
Not good.
So they asked mothers, you know.
But the mom would always be on your side, no matter what.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They are always in your corner. And even when, like, Thomas Edison's mom probably could have been, hey, look, you got to study more. You know, your teacher's getting on you. Instead, she said, look, you're the guy and you're the smartest guy I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to homeschool you because you're so smart.
Got a text here. Jim's mother sounds so adorable. What a wonderful woman.
Yep.
I agree.
So we're talking, thank you for that. What mothers want to do, and you talk about the gifts, flowers, tulips, but a lot of them want a day free of duty.
Just
you know
chilling,
what I mean?
Huh?
Just give them some space. You know, moms handle a million details every day, and it's just, you know, just to give them the day off, a guilt-free day, right? Because sometimes mothers, if they, you know, they sit down, it's like they feel guilty. I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I should be doing this, I should be doing that. But give them the day off. That is one of the things that came up.
Somebody text us some ideas that you've done for your mom that you know your mom really appreciated. Let us know. Text us.
But I do when I say that day of solitude or that free day of duty, the tide for that was time with the family.
Yeah.
So, you know, spend time with your mom, but don't make her do everything. Just do everything for her. So, yeah, that's another one that came up pretty high on the list, and I think that's really cool. And then, you know, they have some other things to try something new. And, you know, there's so many things going on. I don't know if you guys saw this in the paper, but, you know, there's a lot of Mother's Day brunches, right? Gather on Broadway, Rivers Bend, you know, the Walnut Room, the Woods. They all have brunches for moms, too, so they don't have to cook and clean the dishes.
Is that
and
a big
all that.
Mimosa day?
Probably.
I'm a fan of the mimosa.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd, you?
I don't know if I've ever had one.
I mean, it's been considered a chick drink, but I'm okay with the mimosa.
And that's not that. A lot of times they give them free with those brunches.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not that much, right? Is it just champagne and orange juice?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's all that is. But yeah, those are refreshing, and it's kind of a celebratory because of the champagne. So
yeah.
I'm sure they have those. I shouldn't say that, but I bet you they would have those at some of those lunches and brunches they have going on. But yeah, celebrate this. And
absolutely,
this was years ago, but I think I could be right. That is the busiest phone day of the year.
Oh, I believe it. Should be.
They better call her mom.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you didn't? Your dad?
Okay. Can I tell you something that a bad memory? One of my mom's last years. So I'm in Nagani visiting her at the assisted living home.
Okay,
and
that's nice.
I was at the
is this Mother's
store.
Day or is
yeah,
just
Mother's
okay?
Day.
Well,
and at the, and they had these really beautiful artificial flowers. Okay,
yeah.
So I bought her some. Okay,
artificial.
Just put them up there. So my niece said next she went and visited her later, and she says, Trisha, or whichever one says, take those flowers, put them in a drawer.
Yeah.
Johnny bought them. They're all your
John,
they're
I mean,
fake.
Come
put
on.
Them in the drawer. She actually told her to put the flowers I bought her in the drawer. Just, Johnny bought those. Put them in the drawer.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I believe that.
True story of my mom's last Mother's Day.
You know, flowers are a great thing, right? I mean, mothers like flowers. That, of course, chocolates are always good, but they're just, again,
I'll tell you what, it's a tough day for a flower delivery guy. That was my toughest day of the year when I delivered flowers. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, people were always, except I got into with that one lady. Remember I told you that story?
Yeah, John.
She swore at me.
She was probably a mother.
She was a mother, all right. All right, we got to take a quick break back up.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
As soon as you are able. Hey, welcome back.
Why REO on Mother's Day? I mean, Todd, I just, you always have ties.
So that last music I was playing in the break, it was kind of industrial 60s music.
Yeah.
So I think it's still here.
I think.
That reminded me of your mom. So if we ever have her on again, I'm going to use that as her music bed. Okay. REO?
Oh, this.
And okay, then yes. I had a switch and you guys were out of the studio. Yeah, so we I'm were. Kind of rushing around okay, trying to. Yeah. So I just picked something.
But REO is the, I think, it's one of the top three longest performing bands.
I believe it.
I forgot who was number one, but I think REO was number three. And I would, they were at Summerfest, well, how many times? And
oh, yeah.
They were here, right?
Lots of times.
Yeah.
Lots. In fact, I saw them a few years ago. We're at 38 Special.
Yeah.
At the Rush.
That I got is this. Just good
Moms
stuff.
Of adult children just want to spend time with their families. The best is when they help with yard work.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Go and do your mom's yard work. That's, yes.
I will tell you, this as a mom, the only thing I want for Mother's Day, a clean house and a six pack of Diet Coke. Okay.
That, you know, so give it, that. Do that. Just do that. That's a great wish, and that's what she really wants because yes. They're very mothers really don't hide a lot, right? They kind of yeah. Tell you what they think, and we should listen to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Give us some more. Moms out there, what do you really appreciate for Mother's
Day? A couple
other
things I want to just mention that are going on, too. I talked about the zoo, right? I mean, that's the mothers get a free plant as well. It's free admission, so that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
We talked about the botanical gardens, but just the places that you can go. You know, Greystone has something on. Thornberry Creek has an awesome brunch. That's really good. St. Brendan's, the Depot.
Now I'm just taking his mom to Kohler.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Stadium View has something going on. Hagemeister. Yeah, it's just, you got to celebrate that. I mean, for all they do, ooh, that's yeah. One day, yes.
I agree. Another thing that we were talking with your mom that is so cool is like I thought the coolest thing she said was, I'm just gonna sit here and wait for the doorbell to ring.
Yeah.
I loved that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they yeah.
I love that.
And it will.
I wish could you know what I mean, just hope it rings all every 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think it will. If nothing else, the phone will ring. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
She lives in Appleton and my couple siblings in Minnesota, but the rest of us will probably, you know, over the weekend, right? So I'm going to make her something. She sounded like she wanted a few things. So.
I would imagine she likes dumpling soup.
Yep.
I mean, that's the big yeah. German thing, isn't it? Dumpling soup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad was obviously German, Schmidt, and so, and she's, my mom's a really good cook, too, but, you know, it's hard to cook for one.
How could she cook for 13 people every day?
She did, right?
Every day, 13 every day. People.
Right.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Every
That's
day.
Unbelievable. 13 people a day, three meals a day.
And she was a good cook, Jim?
Oh, yeah. She was a really good cook. And like I said, you know, we like some of the ethnic food. But then, you know, we had the grilled cheese and tomato soup. You know, that was a staple.
Yeah.
You know, some of those casseroles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you call it the Monday night casserole because we had it every Monday night,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah, now she was – but the difference in, you know, not that things changed that much, but if you didn't like it, that –
was
too
was
bad.
It.
Right, yeah, that was too bad.
There was no other option.
Whereas we're a little bit more sensitive. You have a vegetarian and, oh, you don't like that? We'll make something for you and then the rest of us to eat this. That would never happen.
No, us either. Never. I agree. No.
And then never.
You got that?
If there was heart on your plate or tongue,
right? Oh,
and you didn't eat it, you sat there all night long.
Only one concession, my mom, was one meal, because I just literally could not get it down. I would gag. Is the boiled dinners. The boiled cabbage and boiled turnips.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, John. Oh,
I like that.
I can't even. I can't. So she would throw in like some kudigi.
Yeah.
You know, it was almost like ring bologna type of thing, the kudigi was. And I would eat that. I just eat that on a piece of bread with butter. Because I could not. If you gave me a turnip right now, a boiled turnip and boiled cabbage, I wouldn't be able to get it down.
Really?
Yeah.
That brings back memories. I could go for some right now. She put in some carrots and stuff like that too.
What'd you do?
That's exactly it.
For St. Patrick's Day, didn't you have like boiled like with the corned beef? Really?
Yum yum.
No.
Oh man.
No. It was my birthday, St. Patrick's Day. So what was that? Sloppy Joe's.
That's probably why she cut you some slack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys both like those boiled dinners?
Absolutely. Love it.
Loved it.
Put it in the night before. Let it go slow.
Smell, like I said, you had best. I'd be walking down the yard and you'd see the windows steamed up, and it's like, oh no, boiled dinner.
The worst for me is you'd walk in and you'd hear the pressure cooker going,
yeah,
and you knew it was pig's feet and sauerkraut.
Oh,
and then
my dad. I remember my dad eating pig's feet
and sauerkraut.
He'd have his fork and dig them. Yeah.
Oh yes.
I don't know.
And the fatty skin around
then
it.
Then they would use that in some kind of a soup.
Yep.
It would just be this hunk of
waste. There's no waste in big families back then.
Quick pull on that. Boiled dinners when you're a kid. I got to win this one. I can't be the only one that's just disgusted by boiled food in that way. Quick pull. Boiled dinners when you're a kid, yes or no? I think I'm going to win this one.
I don't know.
See, are you German, Todd?
Yes.
So maybe that's it. You know what I mean? The Germans are more brought up with that kind of stuff?
I don't know if the Germans had a lot of... I don't think
I've never even been to a fish boil.
Really?
No, I've never been to a fish boil.
All right, you guys, we talk about Tuesday...
I'm not a big boiled...
I agree with that. I hear that, but Tuesday travel, let's go up to Door County where they put it and the flames come out and they get the fish and the potatoes. Let's just do that, right, for one of our Tuesday travels.
Or could we go to a deep fry place instead where there's a big deep fryer?
Yeah. No?
Okay.
No.
That boiled dinners, yes or no? Yes, 70... No, 30.
Yeah. No, people like that.
What's the flavor? Where's the yin? Where's the yang?
Well, you can season that. I usually do it with corned beef. I just don't do it with nothing. So
got this. I may need to turn the channel on my radio if you keep talking about this. Thank you. Thank you.
Talking about what?
Boiled dinners.
No, I don't think
so. How much people tuned in earlier. No, they didn't.
They were talking about the
nose are starting to come through.
They're talking about the marathon.
Yeah.
Yes,
60, no 40. I'm telling you.
Well, you guys should, those out there, you know your mother's favorite.
So you can eat a turnip. You can eat a boiled turnip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can say, this tastes good.
It's part of the meal.
Give me more, please. Todd?
I liked it, man.
Yeah, see, listen to him.
But again, my mom would serve dandelions, so like I would rather have the boiled dinner than dandelions, right?
Well, it's 55, no 35. It's going to be now no 45. Look at this.
Yeah,
this is a dead heat.
Yeah. Okay. Mother's Day. But the way we got on this, people, if you don't know what
50-50.
Okay. Do you know what to get your mom? Make her favorite meal. And you should know your mother's favorite meal. Or favorite pie. Or favorite dessert. Or favorite. Mothers don't really eat appetizers. But, you know, like the key lime pie.
Key lime pie?
Key lime pie. Yeah.
Your mom likes that?
And what is... Pistachio.
Oh, I love that.
That she likes that.
Pistachio bars.
Yeah, that she likes that.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things in the world.
That would be her favorite dessert.
You can't find that any place.
No, you got to make. No, you got to make it.
Somebody's got to hand make it.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's what they like about it.
I love those.
So I'm gonna make her. I'm gonna figure out.
No, 40. No, 60%. Boiled dinners. No, 60-40.
Jim, all right. All right. I guess it's just you and I on this.
It is, man. But we haven't voted yet.
Thank you, my people. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the greatest radio show ever, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour, Joe Walsh, Republican former presidential candidate in the 5 o'clock hour, Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.